It is 5 o'clock somewhere, and you've tuned into season 3, episode 5 of BRC, the second part of our 3-part miniseries shot on location in Washington State. For those of you who'd like to watch this episode, I highly recommend it. You can view season 3 on our website, YouTube, Spotify, WhiskeyNetwork.net, and Zencastr. I'm Carrie Moynihan, and in today's Tales from the Still, I meet co-founder and distiller Alan Davis at the Chambers Bay Distillery and Tasting Room in Tacoma, Washington. Then later in the show, Chef Louise Leonard joins me for World of Wheezy and comes up with something sweet and salty to create with Chambers Bay bourbon. So kick up your shoes, pour yourself a dram, and join me for this episode of Barrel Room Chronicles. Did you know that April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month? And that one man every hour, every day, is diagnosed with this cancer? In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. Because of this, our friends over at Manscaped.com have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Gentlemen, please visit Manscaped.com/TCS so you can learn how to perform simple, routine self-checks at home. In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and giving support to fighters, survivors, and families impacted by this cancer. That is why they are donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. Help save lives. Go to manscaped.com/TCS now. And while you're there, grab 20% off plus free shipping by using code BARRELROOM. Don't wait. Learn how to check for early detection today. Well, here I am in Washington State, visiting Chambers Bay, and
welcome.
I came across Chambers Bay Distillery, and you are Alan.
Good for you. I'm Alan.
Alan, tell me all about Chambers Bay. When did you guys start distilling here, and what facility are we in right now?
We're in our brand new tasting room in University Place Town Center, just opened yesterday.
But
this
oh, wow.
this is our flagship spot. No production here, but obviously cocktails. We have food and bottle sales, we'll definitely be our flagship spot. Our distillery is about a mile and a half north of here, and we started there May of 2014. Myself and my business partner, Jeff Robinette, started making bourbon there in 2014, and released our first bourbon in December 2015. It was a 17-month-old version of what is our younger, lighter bourbon, Greenhorn.
Okay.
And out of the gate, we got some validation. We won a gold at San Francisco World Spirits Competition on a 17-month-old bourbon.
Oh, wow.
So considering that, we've never entered Greenhorn in another competition. We've entered our other bourbons, but we figured we're never going to beat gold down there with a 17-month-old version of our bourbon.
All right.
But, yeah.
So what? How many expressions do you have now to date?
We have 3 available. Greenhorn, the younger, lighter bourbon. It's a 2.5-year-old aged in 10, 15-gallon barrels. We have our flagship Chambers Bay Straight Bourbon. It's a 4-year-old now, 95 proof, aged in 25-gallon barrels. And then we have basically the blue label finished in a Madeira wine cask for 6 months. So a total of 5 years aged, the last 6 in a Madeira wine barrel. But aging is really our story, what we're known for. All our bourbons are aged in a floating boathouse about 2.5 miles from here.
Wait, what now?
A floating boathouse. So kind of like Jefferson, except that ours don't go in deep sea.
Okay.
But they're also, unlike Jefferson, on the water their entire aging lives.
Wow.
So we basically converted a boat slip into a floating warehouse, like a houseboat.
Okay.
With houseboat floats. And so all our barrels are out there moving with the tide and the waves. In addition to that, there's pretty extreme temperature changes summer to winter. Also
right.
Important for getting that whiskey in and out of the wood. And then last but not least, long term, there's a sea breeze blowing through there its entire time. So similar to perhaps a light coastal scotch, we expect our older expressions, which aren't even out yet, to have a little bit of, the flavor profile we're going for is salted caramel.
Oh, okay. That sounds yummy.
Yeah. And at the outset, we wanted to, there's thousands of Kentucky bourbons. We wanted to make a Northwest bourbon. So in addition to the boathouse, we don't ferment with commercial yeast.
Oh, you don't?
We're kind of the Four Roses route. So we, all our current bourbons are fermented with yeast we got off from a wild apple orchard about a mile away, the Kern Apple Orchard.
Oh, wow.
And so now we propagate it on a daily basis. And so, yeah, all our bourbons are aged with a wild apple orchard yeast. And then we also have a wild blackberry yeast we're probably going to use on our rye whiskey when we come out with it.
Wow, that's really nice. Okay, so what do you have here to show us today?
So we've got 4, 3 bourbons and a whiskey. So we'll starting at our left is our younger, lighter expression, Greenhorn.
And is that this one right here?
And that's this one.
Hold that up.
And again, this is a 2 to 2.5 year old, aged in 10 and 15 gallon barrels in our floating boathouse. It's 88 proof. And of course, being bourbon, it's got to be charred New American Oak.
Right. Okay. So that's this one right here?
Yeah. Yep.
I love these little glasses. I adore them.
Yeah. This little setup is part of our whiskey flight we're offering here, where people can try, and then perhaps buy a cocktail with the one they like, or just go neat.
That's lovely.
Yeah. For how young it is, we're pretty proud of that one. That's again, that was our first bourbon out of the gate, obviously, as our youngest, and it's gradually gotten older. As we go along,
it doesn't taste as young as it is.
Yeah. And that's kind of what we planned with the boathouse. All that agitation out there and movement and temperature change, we think, and the slightly smaller barrels.
What size barrels are you using?
For that one, 10 and 15.
Gallon?
Gallon, yes. Okay. For the straight, it's 25. We do have some 53s out there, but most of the straight. And the Madeira cask is started in 25s, and then the Madeira cask was finished in a 53-gallon Madeira barrel.
But, wow. Yeah. Okay, and then how big is this floating warehouse you have?
Oh, it's pretty small. We're a pretty small operation right now. Once we get this place up and running, we're probably going to raise money to expand. It's got a little over 100, 150 barrels in there.
Wow. And do you have like a guard out there all day?
It's well protected, I'll say that. And you wouldn't know where it was. So we keep it pretty on the down low.
Okay.
But it definitely is secure for sure.
Okay. And then what's the second one you got here?
So second one's kind of our flagship bourbon. This is a Chambers Bay straight bourbon. It's the blue label.
That is the one that my cousin brought me, I believe.
And so now this is aged, it says 3 years, but we stretched it out to 4 years. 95 proof. So roughly twice as old as Greenhorn, and then higher proof as well. You can see by the color for both those reasons.
Right, it's a little darker. Yeah. Okay, it does smell a little stronger on the nose. Oh, wow, that's very different. It's very different from the first one.
It's
very much more pungent flavor.
And we do our best to kind of differentiate the two. We chill filter the Greenhorn. Again, that's for the lighter whiskey crowd, lighter bourbon crowd. And we do not chill filter the blue.
Oh yeah, that's a huge difference. This is much, it is much lighter. And this one is much stronger. And more robust.
Because that's the fear, right? As a young craft distillery, bourbon is pretty close in age, even though it is twice as old, but try to make them as different as possible. And also that the barrel size, and then, you know, selecting the right barrels for the right for the flavor profile, plays a part in it as well.
Fantastic. Okay, yeah. So then what do we have on this side?
The last bourbon we have is the Madeira cask finish. So it's basically the blue label product aged for 4.5 years in those 25 gallon charred American oak barrels, then finished in a freshly dumped Madeira wine cask for 6 months.
Is it still wet?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So, and again with that, you know, the fear is it either has not enough Madeira or too much, but we think this one came out pretty nice. It's got a nice little bit of that Madeira wine sweetness.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I can smell it on the nose.
And so this one we is proofed at 92 proof, kind of in between these two. We consider it maybe more of a dessert bourbon. Obviously a little bit, it's going to have that sweetness to it, from the cask.
Oh, that is really nice. And it's got a really good mouthfeel, very oily, very soft.
Yeah. It's,
I can taste the Madeira.
It's a nice sipper for sure.
And it kind of does have a coastal tone to it in the flavor. Like I feel a little hint of salt water maybe.
Yeah. We have a lot of people, you know, some, as soon as we tell them, they notice it, but we've had a few people that, without us telling it, we've get a lot of, either
really
saltwater
nice.
Taffy or some sort of sea salt in it.
We've really nice.
Worked with Jim Rutledge a little bit starting up, just because, you know, Four Roses had their own 5E strains, right? So, and we were doing the same thing, and so we contacted him and picked his brain on a few things, and then actually got to visit him before we opened up, you know, 8 years ago, when he was still at Four Roses. So that was kind of cool.
Well, great. And then Should I be scared of this last one?
Last but not least, if you're a spice lover, no. If you're a zero-star Thai person, then maybe yes. This is an unaged corn whiskey called Ghost Dog. The color comes, obviously not from the barrel, it's unaged. It comes from what we infuse it with. And the two main things are a touch of honey and smoked ghost pepper.
Oh boy.
So it's good, neat, but this one really excels in cocktails, and we've got some fun ones on the menu. We do a chupacabra, which is kind of like a margarita.
Yeah, it's got kind of a tequila-esque scent to it.
But great in Bloody Marys, mules, the margarita, which is the chupacabra, and a host of other drinks.
Okay, but I'm going in.
Yeah.
Wish me luck.
You'll get honey smoky sweetness up front, and then that peppery heat on the finish.
Woo!
It'll put some hair on your chest, for sure. That one, but yeah, but in a cocktail,
it's good,
yeah, it's quite tasty. And it mixes with, in more cocktails than we thought when we made it.
It actually has a little bit of cinnamon flavor on it.
You getting cinnamon?
Well, yeah. Maybe that's because I had the other one before, but let me do it again.
There are a few other botanicals in there besides the two I mentioned, but not cinnamon, but yeah. Some are associated, the ingredients associated with tea, others, the other ingredients are associated with kind of barbecue, so if you can...
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of like a tad bit of Christmas spice on it.
But yeah, that one, the base is just a 100% corn whiskey, 80 proof.
Whew, that's nice. Yeah, I can totally see that mixing well with many things.
So that's our fun one.
It is fun. Well, they're all fun. So tell me, when did you come up with the idea for this, and how long did it take from your idea to fruition? We got an audience out here.
Oh yeah, we were talking back and forth for a couple years, kind of both looking for something to do, you know, created kind of the idea, and we saw, it wasn't even, I think it was Buffalo Trace who was experimenting, putting them on ships and having, it wasn't Jefferson, having part of their experiments, having great success with that, so
right. We
don't have
kind
a ship.
It's kind of the same idea as Blackened with the music that vibrates.
Yeah, yeah. You know, anything to create more interaction with the spirit in the wood, I think, is... But we like our... kind of our idea, because I think with a lot of the technologies being used to try to do the same thing, you lose the romance, the story.
Yeah.
So we still, you know, have the story of using the, you know, the motion of the ocean, if you will, to create that interaction of spirit and wood. And then with our maritime theme, we didn't taste it today, but we have a what we call the mineral water of vodkas, which is just a local sea salt from Friday Harbor up in the San Juans, and we just a mineral water amount though in our wheat vodka, and it just rounds off the edges. So we kind of stick with this whole maritime theme.
Very nice. Now, did you start with the vodka while you were getting things going?
Or? We did it backwards.
That seems to be a theme in this state. This is the second place I've been this week that said they did it backwards.
We didn't want to do just a plain vodka, and we didn't want to do gin, because at the time the market was overcrowded with craft gins.
Mm-hmm.
So as we released the Ghost Dog first, because it's unaged, so that was our unaged product out at the gate. The Greenhorn came later, 6 months later, again, December 2015.
And that's just a whiskey because it's not 3 years aged.
Oh no, bourbon has no age requirement. Straight bourbon has 2 years.
Okay.
Bottled and bond is 4 years and 100 proof. And we have a bottled and bond product. It's a single barrel we do once a year, but we don't have it right now. It's always gonna be good, but always different because it's a single barrel. We call it Captain's Reserve. And it's a 5-year-old 100 proof. And you would never know it's 100 proof. And we've done 3 batches versions of it over the years. Always very smooth. But yeah, so we kind of came up with the idea of the boathouse aging. Jeff Robinette was able to harvest the yeast from the apple orchard. Again, which we have frozen at a lab in case, because yeast can mutate.
Right.
But on a daily basis, we just propagate it with fresh mast like you would a sourdough starter.
Okay.
And again, the goal was to make it as northwest as possible, to steal a wine term, have more northwest terroir than any other whiskey, which we think we do because of the yeast. Obviously, the grains are from Washington, Grant County, Washington, which, if you know the state, Moses Lake area. And corn, wheat, and malted barley, I did not mention that. This is a wheated bourbon.
Okay.
Mash bill is 70% corn, 20% wheat, 10% malted barley.
Very good.
Yeah.
How much do you have on that's maturing that you haven't put out yet, and how many things do you have on the market right
now? Yeah, we've got when we have Captain's Reserve, we have 4 products on the market, 4 bourbons.
Okay.
Plus the ghost, yeah, and then we add in the vodka. It's Ron vodka, named after the Norse goddess of the sea. Again, that's the sea salt touched vodka.
Nice.
And then we finally are going to come out with a gin in early next year.
Okay.
And our twist on that one, given our maritime theme, it's a traditional gin, botanicals, and then a hint of sea botanicals to add a little umami twist to it.
Okay.
It's lighter, easy drinking, very tasty.
Are you going to use seaweed or?
We're going to leave it to your imagination for now.
Okay.
But it is subtle, and it's just an umami twist to it, and it's going to be light and easy drinking, very tasty.
Okay.
But that comes out. That's Deadeye Gin. I'm kind of a double entendre, and that should be out in January.
Okay, so you guys have the distillery not too far from here, about a mile and a half, and then this tasting room is right here on the main drag.
Yep, University Place Town Center, which is right across the street, including police and fire, and good foot traffic, obviously. We're in between a Whole Foods and a Trader Joe's, and the town center is right across the street, so it's the spot really made a lot of sense for a lot of reasons.
When we were driving up, I said, it says distillery outside. It can't possibly actually be the distillery because there's apartments upstairs.
Exactly.
I was like, I am from California, but I thought there's no way Washington's going to allow that either. So it makes a lot more sense that it's the distillery's tasting room.
Yep. This is just the flagship bar and retail spot. And Michelle Robinette, who I didn't mention, is the one who did this design, which is amazing.
It's a beautiful design.
And bought these couches, which are amazing, which everybody loves.
They're perfect.
Yeah.
They're very whiskey feel. I love it.
Yeah.
So how long has it been this spot? How long has it taken you to get from saying, okay, that's where we want it, to here it's done and ready to go?
A year.
Oh, wow.
I think. Longer than I thought. Okay. We thought. Maybe even over a year. From negotiation of the lease to the build out, between permitting and little construction things. But we're done now, so it's great.
Okay. Yeah. And at your other facility where you do the distilling, is that also where you do the bottling?
Yep. That's where we do the bottling, and it's a tiny little tasting room there. Seats about 8, and so that's why we built this place,
okay.
Built out this place. We bottle there. I think production per square footage, we're probably number one in the state, and you will see that when you come over on Sunday and join our bottling party.
Okay, now I pulled a menu from the counter. So you have cocktails and you have food.
Yes, we have food.
So you can do the whole thing.
The whole deal, and our cocktail menu is limited as we're training staff. We had a brilliant mixologist help with design the drinks and train the staff, Rose Peterson, who's now owns New Frontier Lounge. And then our chef, formerly of Asado, which is one of the best restaurants in town, Hudson Slater, did our food menu and helped train us on the flatbreads, baked brie, charcuterie board. And we do a pulled pork sandwich. You can choose a bourbon barbecue sauce or the Ghost Dog barbecue sauce if you want spice.
Be very good.
The same with our nut mix. You can have sweet or spicy.
And do you guys have pairings and flights? I'm assuming you have flights because you have the little flight.
Yeah, we have flights with this, and then we're just basically pairing as the guest asks. We're pretty, it's not the biggest menu, but the foods and staff is trained on what goes with what. And I think also we haven't added desserts yet. We'll have a few of those.
Oh, yeah.
And those will more directly pair with the bourbon, like an apple tart or a lemon tart, perhaps, with the vodka cocktail or the Ghost Dog, things like that.
Okay. So this, and you started all of this project, what year? The whole?
This thing?
The whole thing. From the distillery from inception?
Oh, yes. We moved into our current distillery, and we started producing in May of 2014.
Okay.
And conveniently, that's when the ADI had their conference in Seattle. So we got to go to that conference.
Oh, great.
Learn a lot, meet a lot of people, and then a month and a half later, start up our distillery. We're doing a couple of hot cocktails tonight. We're doing both with Ghost Dog.
Okay.
One is a hot chocolate.
Ooh, yeah,
with Ghost Dog, and it's got an Angostura whipped cream on it.
Oh.
And then we're doing an apple cider with Ghost Dog with the same Ango whipped cream.
I've heard of an Ango whipped cream.
Yeah, just a little bit of whipped cream, Angostura bitters, and a touch of simple syrup.
Nice.
Put it in your little whipped cream canister, and off you go.
All right, I might have to come back.
It's a nice little touch.
Yeah. So what do you see for the company in the next 5 years? What are your plans?
Plan is to get this place up and running, profitable, generating cash, and then start raising money for a bigger distillery. Because as you'll see Sunday, we're pretty tiny.
Okay.
So we need more bourbon. We're mostly just Washington State right now. We're dipping our toe in California a little bit.
Okay.
At a couple different spots. And so the goal is to increase production and then increase distribution.
Sounds good. And then if somebody were to say, come to visit Washington, and they're in University Place, what's the best place to find your stuff, to buy and take home?
to buy? Well, here, of course. But if for whatever reason we're close, Total Wine has the range of our products.
Okay.
And there's one in Tacoma. So that would be the place statewide to find all of our spirits, except for the stuff that we only offer here, which would be the Madeira cask and the Captain's Reserve when we have it.
Now, are these the only size bottles you have, or do you have smaller bottles?
We have smaller bottles of the bourbon, although we're running low. Again, supplier ran out, so we'll restock those. So we'll have 375 milliliters of the bourbons. Just the one 750 of the Ghost Dog, though.
Okay.
Yep.
And then how much is the Ghost? I mean, is the Madeira, actually, if you were to buy it here?
Yeah, the Madeira is $74, and that's the most expensive bourbon we have right now. And then the straight is $65, and the Greenhorn is in mid 45, I believe, right in the mid 40s.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Plus the Washington State sales tax, which not proudly I say it's the highest in the country
For spirits.
Yes, for spirits.
So
correct.
Crazy! I didn't know it was different for spirits than everything else.
Yeah, no. They when they privatized the spirit market, meaning they closed the state liquor stores and allowed Safeway to sell it. I don't know, 15 years ago, whenever that was. They did lop in a bunch of pretty extreme taxes.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, when you sell them, do you do the price with the tax or without the tax?
We do both. Okay. We've got to let them know. And then we have the tax listed on our little price sheets of what it is, just in general, so they know. That was the issue when they first switched over. People didn't do that, and there was a little bit of sticker shock at the register. But
how did $20 turn into 50?
Yeah.
Well, not bad. Well, that's fantastic. Well, I look forward to coming by on Sunday and seeing the bottling and getting a peek at the distillery. And you've done a wonderful job with this tasting room. I think it's gorgeous.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for stopping by. I'm glad you can make it in.
And I appreciate you letting us come by.
Absolutely.
And, we'll be happy to share the knowledge about
share the love.
About your
awesome.
Your beautiful distillery and your wonderful products.
Awesome. Thank you. Good
thank
to meet you.
So much.
Yeah, we'll see you Sunday.
Don't touch that device, because we'll be right back on location at Chambers Bay Distillery.
There's nothing better than the smell of coffee in the morning. What if you could enjoy a coffee subscription of fresh, roasted specialty coffee while making a difference in the lives of farmers that grow it? What if you also had access to a virtual coffee community of other coffee lovers and the coffee farmer and roaster? That's all part of the Farm to Cup Coffee Club subscription at Unleashed Coffee. Subscribe today. UnleashedCoffee.com.
So, Alan, I'm here at the distillery today, and I'm getting to witness the bottling of your great... Which one are we bottling today?
Today we're bottling the straight... Here's a little bottle of it, our straight bourbon whiskey.
Fantastic.
It's our four-year-old flagship product, aged in our floating boathouse, and fermented with local wild yeast from the Kern apple orchard.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the regular, the straight bourbon. Okay. Well, the reason I found out about you was because I'm doing this... I'm working on this chariot event with the Festival of Trees, and I heard that you donated some things to that. What did you donate to that?
So for Mary Bridge Children's Hospital's Festival of Trees auction to support their hospital, we donated a foursome of golf at our Social Six event. So every spring through summer into fall, we do an event called Social Six, 6 holes of golf and cocktails. We have a whiskey wagon we bring out. We serve them a couple cocktails, one at the range and one to go, and they play 6 holes at Chambers Bay, world-class golf course, host of the 2015 U.S. Open. So a great course, beautiful, right on the Salish Sea. So beautiful setting. And it's about 2 hours to play the 6 holes. And then they get a discount at the grill, Chambers Bay Grill, afterwards. So we're going to bring, we auctioned off 4 people for a round of golf and cocktails.
That's fantastic. That was part of the prize package. And then you said the wagon. Is that the wagon I see outside here?
Yep. This is a black trailer that we built out, and then one side of it flips up kind of like a food truck. We have a bar in there, and we serve cocktails at Social Six at the golf course. So it's turned out to be a great little event for us, good publicity. It sells out every time because it is a great deal. And so it's been a great way to connect with both the golf course that has the same name as us, Chambers Bay, and a lot of our, customers.
And then why did you decide that you wanted to help out with the charity auction this year?
Oh, it's a no-brainer. Mary Bridge Children's Hospital. I mean, it's hard to say no to that, right? You have to, do your best to whatever you can donate to help out their mission in helping children. So
That's true. That's true. Well, Alan, thank you so much. I love what you guys are doing here. I love all the beautiful products you got going on. Oh, you got some chips too. Yeah. And I appreciate you taking time and letting me butt in here with your... Yeah.
Our pleasure.
It's been a great time. And I love seeing how, you guys are really down to the nitty gritty with your bottling. I love it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's we're not a big operation, but we think we do things right. And we got a good team of helpers. So we do a pretty good product for how small we are.
You do. Well, thank you so much. And I appreciate it. And hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Goodbye, time.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
World of Wheezy is up next. Stay with us.
Like what you've seen on BRC? Want to see more? Experience more? And maybe even taste more? Then head over to our Ko-fi site and become a member of the Barrel Room Parlor. By choosing the Copper Level membership, you'll have exclusive access to videos related to topics discussed on the podcast and blog posts for members only. As an Amber member level, you'll enjoy everything from our Copper Level as well as various spin-off series including The Cutting Room Floor and Kindred Spirits. In addition, the Amber membership includes exclusive discounts to live in-person events. To join, visit www.barrelroomchronicles.com and click on Become a Member in the navigation bar. Or go straight to our Ko-fi site at ko-fi.com/BRC and click on the membership link. Once you've joined, you'll have access to everything your chosen level has to offer. You'll even be able to participate with the show by commenting on videos and other posts. Don't wait. Sign up today for exclusive content and event discounts in the Barrel Room Parlor.
Well, Louise, we are here again, here in the studio, I like to call it, with the copper pot behind us. And today we're going to try Chambers Bay, which I had when I went up to Washington to visit my cousin over the Thanksgiving holiday. As you can see, I've made a big dent in this already. But I got to go to the distillery, and while I was there, they had just opened up their tasting room, which was a few blocks away from the distillery. It's really cool. Can't wait to share that with everybody. Talk to the distiller. The owner, and had a good time. So what I like about these guys is they have all of their stuff on a big barge, and they have it all sloshing around in the water so that the barrels are constantly, getting swished around
they're basically turning, the ocean is turning what's inside.
Yeah.
Also so, keeping it at a specific temperature, I would imagine.
So it's at a good temperature, and then I think that it really connects with the wood a lot differently. I don't know if it's better or worse, but definitely so, differently than most.
So the
processes.
Wood barrel is in contact with the salt water?
No, it's in a barge. But the barge is like...
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm like, wait, what? Okay. No. Yes. Yes.
But then, the wood is getting different saturation within the barrel.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So this one is their boathouse aged, which is, the barge I'm talking about, for a minimum of 3 years, 3 years, straight bourbon. And let's go ahead and have a taste of that.
Well, the nose that I get is completely like maple syrup, but I think it's because it's the corn that it's like a very distinct sweetness, but it's at first I was like, oh, is this brown sugary? No, it's more very maple-y smell to me. It smells like specifically maple syrup to me. I don't know why, but it does. Doesn't taste that way. Just smells that way. And it's delicious.
It is delicious.
And I already know what I would use it for.
Which is?
Well, okay.
As this says, it harnesses the power of the sea.
Okay, well, I'm harnessing the power of the sea with salt.
Okay.
In which I feel like I want a salted maple caramel.
Mmm.
Drizzled. Well, a salted maple caramel.
Infused
with this bourbon, drizzled over an apple fritter.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I mean, it's a little crazy because a fritter,
that's a very sweet treat.
Yeah, but if you made an apple fritter with Washington State apples, you made like a really awesome donut dough, folded your apples in there, fried it, and instead of glazing, they're normally glazed with just like a sugar syrup, you did a salted caramel syrup infused with this instead, I think would be next level.
What do you think? There'd be a little whipped cream and a cherry on top of that, or no?
I mean, it depends on, like, if I were just making it for you to eat in the morning with your coffee. Well, the way a donut?
Right.
Then no, but if I was going to do it as a dessert, maybe I'd make it a little smaller. There might be a couple in the dish. There might be some ice cream or a little, yeah, I mean, ice cream. Yeah,
that would be good. I love
it. But for sure, a salted maple caramel is the starting point with this. And then however you want to pair that, even if you just pour that over some cooked fruit.
Ooh, over apples. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah.
Or bananas even.
Or in a pie or, yeah. I mean.
Oh, I could see it on top of an apple pie too.
Correct.
Ooh.
All those things.
That's fantastic. Louise, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I can't wait till next week when we have you back on for another great pairing and creation.
I'll be here.
That does it for today's show. To read notes on this episode or learn more about our guests, please visit barrelroomchronicles.com. Want to interact with the show or have questions for our guests? Then ask them on our socials or send us an email. Or better yet, leave us a voicemail on our website. If you like what you heard, please rate and subscribe to the podcast. If you really liked it and you want to show your support, buy us a whiskey through our Ko-fi site at ko-fi.com/BRC or become an exclusive member of the Barrel Room Parlor. If you work in the whiskey or spirits industry or just have a deep passion for whiskey and want to share your spirits journey, register to be a guest through our website. Last but not least, please enjoy your spirits responsibly. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, Salonjava.
Barrel Room Chronicles is a production of First Reel Entertainment and is available on Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeartRadio, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.